How wonderful it is to have a friend here on Earth. You are our friend, aren't you?
Why, of course, you darling little fellows. But aren't you going to stay and play?
We're sorry, but we must return to the moon, which is our home. Whenever there is a full moon in the sky, we must return home again. So whenever you see a full moon in the sky, think of us, because you can be sure that the moonatics are watching you. Goodbye!
Goodbye! Goodbye!
Walking through the jungle, one day we came upon some tracks. We quickly turned around, and there he was,
Orangutango!
Naturally we ran as fast as we could go. We didn't stop until we thought for sure that we had lost him, the
orangutango.
Then we heard a crashing, crunching sound, and before our eyes the trees came tumbling down. Around the sand we saw this great huge orangutango. How he sneered! He opened up his mouth and said to us,
"What'd he say?"
I don't know. I couldn't get close enough to hear.
Soft-spoken bloke, what?
Next time, get in close enough.
Stop!
Hello!
Oh, me?
Good show.
Then we heard a crashing, crunching sound, and before our eyes the trees came tumbling down. Around the sand we saw this great huge orangutango. How he sneered! He opened up his mouth and said to us,
"Please don't throw cigarette butts on the ground. Help keep my jungle clean, my friends."
I know, here we go. I feel like a king, I feel like a king. Oh, wait a minute.
I feel like a king, I feel like a king. Oh boy, oh boy. I feel like a king, I need it on my dreams. Oh boy, oh boy. Oh my, oh my, that's a piece of time. I said, oh boy, oh boy. I'm sitting on the throne, I'm playing the Ramones. I said, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Acts and the birds on the MTV. I don't know why, but it's pretty as me. Still being who I wanna be. Oh boy,
Okay. It is 8 p.m. Universal Sheena time, and that means that you would normally get Barno in this particular slot, but unfortunately, technical difficulties, it's not anything to be worried about, it's just tech issues, has kept Barno from doing their show this week. So we're going to continue our exploration of word jazz with Ken Nordine here. And this is a Sheena's Jungle Room bonus brought to you by, well, word jazz.
Psst, PSST, are you ready?
You Know Who presents Ken Nordine's Word Jazz.
Stare with your ears. I gotta tell you about this whale. Very pale whale. Was always hungry.
Pale.
He'd eat starfish and garfish, crab and dab, place and dace, skate and his mate, and mackerel and pickerel. And he loved the twirly-whirly eel.
I like eel myself.
Anything he could eat that was fishy, the whale, this pale whale, would love.
Dover sole is one of my favorites.
There was only one fish left.
Almondine.
An ishfish, a very small fish that hid just behind the whale's right ear so he could talk to him in confidence.
Ishfish.
The whale stood on his tail and said, I'm hungry.
Ishfish.
And the ishfish said, you should try man. Have you ever tasted man?
What kind of fish is this?
No. Ish. What's it like? Oh, it's nice, said the ish fish. Nice, but nubbly. Fetch me some. I'll eat 'em. Oh, no, you only have one man at a time. That's the way it's been since Jonah. And so the ish fish told the pale whale where he could find a man. And the whale swam. And he swam, and he opened his mouth back, till it nearly touched his tail, and he swallowed his first man.
A whale is an aquatic mammal, the order of cetacea.
It was me.
Its skin.
There I was inside this whale.
It's almost hairless.
In my blue jeans. My
blubber.
Shirt that I got at the department store, the little check shirt.
My
little green vest.
My
big clobbery shoes.
No
felt funny. I know exactly how Jonah felt. So I began to dance. I danced and I pranced. And I banged and clanged. I hit and bit. And leaped and creeped and prowled and howled and hopped and dropped and cried and sighed and crawled and bawled and stepped and leapt, and I danced as I'd never danced before. And the whale hated the hiccups I'd caused. He said, come out. The ishfish told him I wouldn't come out. Not unless he'd take me home. So the whale swam and swam and swam with both flippers and tail as hard as he could until he got closer and closer to home. And then, in his whalish voice, he said, Belmont, change for Ravenswood. And I stepped out to a home to my mother, who had given me leave to trail my toes in the water. And I married and had children and lived happily ever after. So did the whale. But from that day on, a grating in his throat wouldn't let him cough up or swallow down anything except very small fish.
Oh, that's rather nice.
And that's the reason why whales nowadays never eat men or boys or little girls. The ish fish went in hiding. He was afraid the whale would be angry with him. And now I sit here and remember.
Now I remember.
The time I was wearing my blue jeans,
your words about the
in the shirt
were catching
at the department store,
these force
in the green vest, oh yes, and the suspenders that I left behind in the whale's throat. That's the end of that whale tale. Dover sole and the little round potatoes, yeah, and carrots, and a good Chablis if you've got a medium priced. Yeah, thank you. Something imaginary in the trembling air between us.
Word jazz.
Word jazz. Where will the imaginary take us this time? TV,
videotape this.
What's tough time to see anyway?
Who do more than their share to keep the Philippines?
I got the TV blues
from falling into Japanese hands during World War II.
What's there to see anyway?
Yeah,
blues. This great TV set.
How long is it?
All kinds of channels.
It's about,
I got cable. I got box office. I got free TV. But I ain't got nothing. I want to see it.
By his revolutionary daughter.
There ain't nothing.
By his first wife.
On his TV, too.
Videotape there.
That I want to see.
Here's a good one, Chuck. He's an 11th century leader. Who establishes.
Sure his wish own I could get me.
On the shores of the North
a
Sea.
Movie.
And causes conflict.
It would blow my mind apart.
Which it just happens to be another man's bride.
Wish I could see me a movie.
Yeah, see what's on the next page.
That would excite that secret part of my
to get her out of wedlock baby legitimacy.
But I want to see.
The heroine assumes a dead woman's identity.
If there'd be anything
that is blackmailed by her ex-boyfriend.
That I could see.
Sounds pretty good.
But there ain't nothing
on this
on his TV too.
Sound until 1 in the morning.
that I care to see.
The head of a cosmetics firm is infuriated.
Just ain't nothing.
Becomes involved with a new company executive.
On this TV, too.
Incidentally, happens to be his son.
That I'd like to see. I got the what's to see blues. Because there's nothing for me to choose.
That he falls for the female director.
There's nothing on my TV, too. That I care to see. Ain't nothing on my TV, too. But I care to see.
Watching this shot.
Ain't nothing.
It's a biblical story of the righteous underdog.
On my TV, too.
A tempestuous love affair between the great painter.
That I care to see.
And the noble woman.
Who makes the program? Who picks the stuff for me to see?
Welcome to this public auction. The owner wants me to tell you that you will be able to bid on motion picture camera gear.
I like to walk here. On the beach like this. Yeah, it's that's where we came from. You know? Well, that's the theory, anyway.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Waves are kind of maybe the brainwave of the creator.
Good thought.
That's what I figured we're listening to. The noises that the creator makes.
I can hear you.
Hey, look, see.
What?
See that bird?
Hey.
It's a mutant.
Yeah.
Gull.
Pink.
Yeah, I've never seen a gull like that before.
A pink gull.
Funny looking thing.
Ever pick up shells?
Oh, hey, look, there's a... Let me get it. Well, there's a beautiful seashell.
That is kind of nice, yeah.
You know, you can hold this to your ear, and you can... if you get lucky...
You can hear the ocean.
You can hear more than the ocean.
Like what?
You can hear what's happening.
Well, let me try.
Here, put it to your ear.
Okay, let me try.
What do you hear?
Hey...
What?
I can hear my doctor.
Stick your tongue out and say ah.
Examining me.
Uh-huh.
See, that was 2 weeks ago.
Now, if you'll just cough.
Yeah.
Moments more, please.
When I had that brain transplant.
Uh-huh. Let me check your chest here.
You'll observe.
Reach down and touch your toes.
Kept at a disadvantage.
Would you stand on one foot? Hop around.
This gives the doctor the upper hand,
I
so to speak.
See. Now, do it on the other foot.
There's a sadistic, masochistic relationship here.
Come over here and chin yourself as many times as you can. But do it with one arm. You're right-handed?
Uh-huh.
Do the chinning with your left arm. It's weaker.
Huh?
Obviously, the patient cannot chin himself.
Can't do it, huh?
With both hands.
Let's see. I'd like to have you stand on your hands.
Ridiculous
request. Because the patient weighs at least 400 pounds, as you can see.
Very serious disorder. My... diagnosis is that you need.
Notice the fear.
Transplant. Yes, brain transplants.
The doctor has the patient right where he wants him.
Yeah, I guess so.
Now, if you'll follow me into this little office, There's another doctor and another patient. See them? He's a TV psychiatrist. And look, there's Janusz Cunningham. They're about to speak.
Tonight I have a friend with me here who is hooked on TV. Jim, when did you first contract the TV habit?
3 years ago, Ken, I became a vidiot.
A vidiot? Is this a term that I don't understand too much about being...
Well, that's what we people call ourselves.
Vidiots.
Yeah.
Well, how did this happen? How did you get into this terrible situation that has torn your soul so far apart?
Oh, it was when I started watching Milton Berle.
Milton Berle.
Well, I got sort of wrapped up in it.
Was this a friend of yours?
No, he's a fellow that's on television.
Oh, I see.
I see you don't watch television very much, huh?
Well, I have had other interests, and that's why I... But we're discussing you.
Oh, yeah.
Milton Berle was the fellow that put you on this...
Yeah, I got wrapped up in the show, Ken. It just... just sort of thing that made me feel relaxed and... forget my troubles and worries. And
would you start out with watching a little bit? Huh?
Yeah, just a little bit, a few hours a day at first.
And then, how much are you watching now?
Well, I figure it's 15 hours, Ken.
15 hours, and you, how long do you sleep?
Well, I usually get about 4 or 5 hours sleep.
Oh, I see. Well, that leaves 15 hours that you watch TV and 4 or 5 hours that... How long do you work? 4 or 5 hours a day? Or?
Yeah, when I work.
Oh, there are days when you don't even work. You just...
I can't.
Why not?
I have to watch television.
Oh. Well, unless...
I got a TV set in my car, too. You know that?
In your car?
No.
Well, that will have to go right away.
Well, they say it's illegal, but I don't care. I can't miss Godfrey, and do you realize I'm missing Steve Allen right now?
I had no idea. Who is this?
This is the longest I've been away from a set in
Steve
two
Allen.
Years.
Is this some friend of yours that you watch television with?
He's on television.
Well, the same way you're on television.
He's a star on television.
He's a star on television. What do you mean? He's one of the guys that you're hooked with? I mean, you watch him?
Yeah, yeah.
What does he give you?
Entertainment. Makes me laugh. Makes me forget my worries.
Well, you mustn't have any worries at all if you're watching television 15 hours a day.
Well, that's why I came here, hey. Too, and I don't know just why I have them.
What's your problem?
I shouldn't have any worries because television makes me happy again, but...
What's your problem?
I'm worried.
About what?
I watch too much television.
If television gives you what you say it gives you...
I can feel pain starting right now. I've got to have a set.
You've got to have a
set. Turn on that set, will you, Ken?
No, I that set is not
on.
Connected. That is not...
Turn it on, will you?
No, that is not...
I'm starting to get these pains.
Listen, I don't care who's on television right now.
Oh, Ken!
There's probably nothing but an old late movie.
I don't care.
It's not worth it.
Turn it on.
Listen,
please.
Read this
please.
Book. Here,
please,
try this. Here's a little Adler comic book. Man.
I gotta get over that. Turn it on.
All right. Let me help you.
Are
let
too
me
much.
Help you. I'll just let you watch for a few seconds. There you are.
Oh, that's much better.
All right.
See oh, there he is. I don't even need the audio.
Shameful.
No, I don't need the audio. It's just
shameful,
a video.
Shameful.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, there's nothing
feel
I
much
can do
better.
For you. No, I think you're going to have to give yourself up. You're beyond my treatment. I think that's all you can do is to just give yourself up.
You can turn it off for a minute now. I'll run right home and watch it. See you later, Ken.
Well, one of the many problems that I face. Wait a minute. I think I'll turn the set on myself. Oh my gosh, it's beautiful. It's in black and white. And there's a lovely musician standing in the center of the screen. He's got a guitar. And he's all hair.
Here we are.
Here we are.
You there.
Me here.
Me
here.
You there.
I got me this island.
I got me this island. That I'm calling me.
That I'm calling me.
Whenever I go there.
Whenever I go there.
You know who I see.
You know who I see.
You can see me in me.
You can see me in me.
More often than not.
More often than not.
And that's pretty often.
And that's pretty often.
My favorite spot.
My favorite spot.
There are plenty of spots.
There are plenty of spots.
Called other than me.
Me.
But there's someone else's.
But there's someone else's.
One look and you'll see.
One look and you'll see.
You can try like a fool.
You can try like a fool.
To be what you're not.
To be what you're not.
The island you get.
The island you get.
Is the island you got.
Is the island you got.
Wonder where we should go from here.
The island you got.
Let's go down the ear canal. The eardrum is just ahead. And the middle ear.
Hey, this is nice.
And the inner ear.
Wow. Oranges and lemons. Say the bells of St. Clemens.
Jean de La Fontaine.
Jean de La Fontaine.
Fable.
You owe me five farthings, says the bells of Saint.
Les fables ne sont pas ce qu'elles semblent être. Le plus simple animal nous y tient lieu de maître.
When will you pay me, says the bells of Old Bailey.
Je vais
passer le précepte avec lui.
Pour ces sortes
de feintes, il faut instruire.
I don't know, say the big bell of Bow. Here comes a candle to light you to bed. Here comes the chopper to chop off your head.
Mais sur tous, certains Grecs renchérit et se pique d'une élégance laconique. Il renferme toujours son compte en quatre vers. Bien ou mal, je le laisse à juger aux experts.
This is the way we wash our clothes. This is the way we dry our clothes. This is the way we make our shoes. This is the way we mend our shoes. This is the way a gentleman walks. This is the way we do. Here we go round the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush. Here we go round the mulberry bush.
A lot of fun is being had right now.
Mulberry bush, the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush.
Things will change. You'll see.
The bramble bush, the bramble bush.
The clouds are coming. You'll see.
Cool, frosty.
It'll get lousy again.
I can't stand pessimists, can you? I always look at the brighter side. Like birds, I love birds. Don't you love birds?
I'm coming to that, Fred. I'll let you talk. Just be patient.
Fred.
You're more trouble than a budgie.
You're off your tree.
Here's another pointer for those voice lessons. Before you start on a new word or phrase, go back over the old words first to keep Budgie on the right track in his schoolwork, like an oral examination.
Okay.
Then start in on the new word.
I got a good word for it.
When he's mastered that one, go back over all of them once again.
Oh, do I have a word?
Before Budgie's bedtime is an excellent time to review the day's lesson.
Yeah.
Just remember, be patient. Take lots of time. Parakeets are like children in one respect. Some learn quickly, others take longer to assimilate their voice lesson. But once they respect you for a kind, consistent teacher,
and once they begin to talk, then they pick up new words with greater rapidity.
Here we are.
And that's where Fred Lowry's record will help.
Near the auditorium.
You notice a lot of
good place to be.
perhaps be called the method of optimism, which leads us either willfully or instinctively to shut our eyes to the possibility of evil. Thus, the optimist who treats a problem in algebra or analytic geometry will say, if he stops to reflect on what he's doing, I know that I have no right to divide by zero. But there are so many other values which the expression with which I am dividing might have that I will assume that the evil one has not thrown a zero into my denominator this time.
God may forgive you your sins,
yes,
but your nervous system won't.
Where's the ear syringe?
When in perplexity, read on.
Old Maxim.
Oh, the train is coming. I love trains.
A choo-choo train!
Oh, there's a tumbler.
I hope it's a better trip he has this time than he had last. His last trip was a terrible trip, I tell you. He was falling apart inside, he was. He went, I think, to Liverpool. Yes. He joined a group. A rock and roll group, I think it was. Yep. Let himself go.
Here I go.
Three waves.
I'm happy.
Albuquerque. Denver. Phoenix. Colorado Springs. Rapid City.
He's a rat.
Aspen.
He's a
rat. Have your tickets ready. Tickets.
Where do you get off?
I have my ticket. Don't you know me? It's your old pal, Ken.
You don't.
I have a ticket.
No, you don't. A likely story. A likely story.
You must have a ticket.
He says he has a ticket, but he doesn't.
You must have a ticket.
I know him.
The man is an imposter.
Secret agent. That's what he is.
How many times have I made this run?
Yeah, we know you blew your cover.
Yeah. The sound of the wheels. Going over the rails.
The coded message.
The clickety-clack.
Comes echoing back.
There comes echoing back. Another nicer than the sound of wheels.
Clickety-clack. Comes echoing.
Wish they could put this sound inside of airplanes. Then I'd enjoy flying.
It's a good idea.
Well, I gotta get off here.
Where are we?
This is your old pal, Ken.
Yeah, but where are we?
Nordine.
How do you spell that? N-O-R-D-I-N-E.
Another installment of the Word Jazz series by Ken Nordine. This one is widely distributed as program number 11. When I find various different archives on archive.org and whatnot, I believe most of those archives that you find online came from Ken's website originally, but I cannot verify for sure. That's usually when I find these things on archive.org, this one is number 11. we've been doing this for a little while. Whenever Barno is unavailable for whatever reason, I will cover and I will often play some word jazz because I find it that it is kind of a sort of cheek and tongues kind of thing that Barno wouldn't normally play. And it's funny that this actually came up because I have been thinking quite a bit about word jazz recently because, as a gift from one of my other radio friends out there, thank you very much, Doss, I have been gifted a pile of cassettes that he recovered from a radio meetup that he went to down in the Bay Area. He does radio down there. There's a wider range of radio people and events and things like that happening in that area. And one of them that he went to was a old equipment tape media trade slash sale kind of situation thing where people just had boxes and boxes and boxes of stuff that they were getting rid of and wanted to get rid of desperately. And so DOS acquired a couple of bankers' boxes of various different cassettes of old radio shows, many of which were nothing to sneeze at. But a few he found were kind of interesting. And we got a batch of four different Word Jazz cassettes and a Duck's Breath Soup, which is this one just says Duck's Breath Homemade Radio. So I'm very curious what those are. And DOS was telling me that in spite of the fact that these tapes have episode numbers on them, when he compared them to the widely known episode numbers that you find online, they didn't match up. So who knows what these tapes are? I have not yet done the work to try to compare them to other existing episodes that are out in the world to see if they are perhaps one of those or if they are something else. Yeah, I've got four different Word Jazz tapes here that I will at some point play on this, probably on Dime Store Radio Theater at some point. There's other things on the other sides of the tape. One tape says just radio dialogue, another says Bard, another says My Word, another says Nightbeat. So this it could be a bit of fun to just kind of troll through these tapes and see what they are. but it's certainly an interesting gift from a friend who also understands my taste and interest in radio. Let's move on to episode program number 12 of Word Jazz here, the widely distributed half-hour version of it by Mr. Ken Nordine, one of my radio heroes. It's a covering for Barno here, a sort of Cheek and Tongues, a sort of Mid-Valley Mutations, but a mostly just Word Jazz sort of situation. See you on the other side.
PSST. Are you ready?
Here it is.
Ken Nordine's Word Jazz.
Proudly presented by...
You know who. Stare with your ears. Hey, are you ready? To go with me now? Gee, I hope so. I hope that somehow that you'll see your way clear. It's not far from here. Here, take hold of my hand. And please understand. I don't know where we'll go. I don't know where we'll go. But are you ready? Just the two of us. Let's go outside. Outside of time. Let's go inside. Inside of space. Look in my face. You see, I can't see. Guess that had to be. You all look the same. Play a strange kind of game. Here's the door of before. The window of after. Is a cry in the night. Is somebody's laughter. There's the awe and thunder. That heartbeat of wonder. Tell me, what did it mean? I wish I had seen. But you see, I can't see. Maybe that's why I'm free.
There's only a song. Doesn't last very long. It's all that we've got. I guess that's a lot. It's all that we've got. Believe me. Something imaginary in the trembling air between us.
We're just.
Where will the imaginary take us this time? Dressed for sleep. Have to put on all these shiny bells and cymbals.
Zoom.
Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, handfuls of light.
And sounds cascading around. Now for breakfast. I think I'll have flashes and whims for breakfast. Pour on a little dream here. Yes. And sugar. I enjoy the same breakfast every morning. Vitamoon. And a Vita Sun. No, I gotta go to work.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Gotta go to work.
No.
Trainees generally dislike learning and will avoid it if they can. punishment. Well, they'll put forth the required effort toward achieving the learning objectives. The average trainee prefers to be directed, wishes to avoid responsibility, has relatively little ambition, and wants security above all. The tried and proven training processes combine job enrichment and learning to produce often spectacular improvements in quality and productivity. After initial training, the trainee continues to train with others as they work together. Challenging job-specific quality improvement projects. It's motivating, self-reinforcing, self-improving. Self-improving.
Wonder what I'll have for breakfast. Bread and peas. 2%. Cup of coffee. Symmetry. In what distant deeps or skies burnt the fire of thine eyes? On what wings dare he aspire? What the hand dare seize the fire? And what shoulder and what art could twist the sinews of thy heart? Deadly terrors clasp. When the stars threw down their spears and watered heaven with their tears, did he smile his work to see? Did he who made the lamb make thee? Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forests of the night. What immortal hand or eye dare frame thy fearful symmetry?
Hello, Pussycat.
Did you get the lamb chops?
Lamb chops, huh?
The mint jelly?
I got the mint jelly,
did
but...
Did you get them?
Lamb chops? I thought you said mutton chops.
You goof, I said lamb chops.
Mutton trotters, Ravagel. Clean, scrub and rinse in running cold water. 6 mutton feet. Cook in boiling salted water, slightly acidulated. And with 4 added bay leaves for 4 hours, skimming carefully and replenishing the kettle as needed with rapidly boiling water.
Sounds good.
When tender, remove feet from the kettle. When cool enough to handle, remove the large bones. Place the feet side by side in a shallow saucepan. Cover with beef stock or
recipe. I can't hear you.
White kitchen thread. Season to taste with salt and pepper.
Season
add
with
one
what?
Whole clove of garlic.
Garlic?
Boil steadily over a gentle flame.
Oh, now I can hear you better.
Till liquid is reduced to almost nothing.
Oh.
Discard the bouquet garni, the garlic and the clove. Arrange the feet on a lukewarm platter.
Yeah.
Garnish with a quartered hard-cooked egg, gherkins, olives, and watercress.
Bottle of wine, too, yeah.
And serve with a side dish of radago sauce and freshly made shoestring potatoes.
That looks excellent.
Shoestring potatoes.
Yeah, they're fine.
That's a beautiful verbal image.
Unlocked.
Shoestring potatoes.
I could eat a shoe.
Reminds me of the setting on the iron for
yeah.
Wash and wear.
Setting on an iron for wash and wear.
Thank you. That was very nice. It's the old rattle.
It is nice, yeah.
How old? Made in Africa.
How old is that rattle?
It's an African rattle.
Death rattle.
There's a picture in my mind that I'd like to have you see. In an old and golden frame, see how young they used to be. Ain't it funny how they stood, smiling straight into the lens? Seems a thousand years ago, like a million way back then. Who cares about winter, the first day of spring? Life is a funny, ephemeral thing. How early we're old and how late we get smart. Wise and foolish with love in their heart. Worked their fingers to the bone. Saved their money like you should. Then they died like people do. Left the children pretty good. Kids will divvy up what's left after Uncle Sam's big slice. Am I hearing what I hear? Gnashing teeth in paradise. Who cares about winter, the first day of spring? Life is a funny, ephemeral thing. How early we're old and how late we get smart. Wise and foolish with love in their heart. Hate to say this, but it's true. Angels sometimes do get mad. See the air's Las Vegas bound. Will their luck be good or bad? Hear the rattle of the bones. Someone said the dice are hot. Will they double what was left? Got a feeling, maybe not. Who cares about winter, the first day of spring? Life is a funny, ephemeral thing. Early we're old and how late we're smart. Wise and foolish with love in their heart. Guess you know how things turned out. Please don't blame Las Vegas, though. Every minute one is born, cookies crumble, don't you know? So the wheel of fortune spins while the blackjack dealer yawns. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, what a lovely desert dawn. Who cares about winter, the first day of spring? Life is a funny, ephemeral thing. How early we're old and how late we get smart. Wise and foolish with love in their heart. There's a picture in my mind that I'd like to have you see. In an old golden frame. See how young we used to be. Ain't it funny how we stood here, smiling straight into the lens.
Look at her lens.
Seems a thousand years ago.
Smile.
Yeah. Like a million way back when.
Smile.
Smile.
Nice shot.
I think now it's time to have a variation on tonight's color, which is sort of off-white.
Okay, let's have a variation.
And I think that the other night we had a trio, you know. We had two whirlybirds and a dirigible in upper space and
that was quite a trio.
Hovering over the city. And I think if I can make contact...
Yeah.
And Mars, see if I can... Hello? Hello? Hello?
I think you can...
Hello, let's see if I can...
You make contact?
Hello?
Hello up there. Can you read me, testing? Can you read me up there? Sometimes it's a little difficult to get through here. Can you read me up there in Whirlybird number one? Coming through strong and clear. Good. Now... You have the two early birds and a dirigible. I understand that there's going to be a fourth air device of some kind. What is it?
Yeah, third whirly bird, but we also have one ground crew. It's a sort of a large-looking truck, half car.
Am I correct in saying that there was a plan to have a barrage balloon also up there?
I never heard.
Yes, that'll be coming Thursday. If they follow through as
something like this,
order was placed.
All right. We would like to hear then tonight's variation. This is an American premiere.
What's the matter with the radio?
The variation on the color of white. Take it away.
There's
up
something
there.
No, what's the matter?
Stay calm.
Goodness. Goodness.
Stay calm.
Goodness. Goodness, me.
Return to your homes.
Goodness. Goodness.
Your jobs are safe.
Goodness. Goodness.
Very nice, Mike. Very nice.
Nothing. Goodness.
Well, that's,
How many men were there up there?
Yes, I would like
two,
to,
Three.
This is me down here. This isn't Mike.
Well, could you get in contact with the other chap?
Can you hear us? Can you hear us? Only from a distance. Can you hear us? Way down there. We're up here. Away from air. Playing tunes for the human race. Can you hear us? Just barely. Let us know. Send a card. Say hello. Okay, we will. If we contact any of you, yes, let us know. Okay. Can you hear us? Just barely. Way down there? Yeah. Here we are. Way up here. What's your address? Can you hear us? Yeah, we can hear you okay. If you can. Yeah. Say hello. Okay, hello. Send a card. Where? And down below. Where? Hello? 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 Hello?
I'd like to have you go with me now. A little place up the road a ways. It's called the Kingdom. I don't know what it's like, but, let's go there. It's up ahead somewhere. Let me tell you how it is. Let me tell you how it's coming down. It's in the special part of town. I think you'll like it. See it up ahead? Come to the kingdom where everyone's king, where you're the ruler doing your thing. you're only a subject. Ain't that cruel? I look in the mirror, I see a fool. Where are the people that every king has, who'll do his bidding and all of that jazz? No kind of kingdom only has you. What's to accomplish? What you gonna do? You got all the money you think that you need, and just when you've got it, you meet up with greed. Maybe that's the trouble that troubles me now. Is something that's passing it better somehow? We call it delusion, delusional dream. It's something you have, it's part of the scheme. Come to the kingdom where everyone's king. You are the ruler, doing your thing. Only one subject, isn't that cruel? I look in the mirror, I see a fool. Where are the people every king has, who'll do his bidding and all of that jazz? No kind of kingdom only has you. What's to accomplish? What's to do? No kind of kingdom that only has you. What's to accomplish? What you gonna do? Hey, this kingdom's a trap, I gotta get out. You gotta help me. What about come to the kingdom? Everyone's king. You are the ruler, doing your thing. Only one subject. Isn't that cruel? I look in the mirror, I see a fool. Where are the people every king has, who'll do his bidding and all of that jazz?
Hey, nice. It was okay.
Nice.
Is that good, Ken?
Yeah. Yeah, didn't you like it?
Sure. Let's go ahead and do it.
Howdy, King.
Did we should do it?
Yeah. Well, maybe
Howdy
we did
King.
It.
Did we do it?
Did we do it?
We did it.
Did it?
We did it.
Oh. Sure. Yes. I couldn't believe we did it.
Anyone seen the Queen?
Are you Ken Lordine?
I have an appointment with the Queen.
Yes, you can go right in.
I know what you want, my damn it. I won't allow you back in.
Oh, I'm
sorry. You ruined my home.
You're witnessing.
I'm sorry.
An argument.
All I wanted was land.
Family argument.
I know.
You got mutton
between you know who.
Please forgive me.
You know
it's
who.
Grounds for divorce.
Oh, let's not go through that again.
Grounds
oh,
for divorce.
I need you so
this
much.
This is your old pal, Ken Nordine.
Meanwhile, Sheena
Sounds Jungle Room and Mid-Valley Mutations proudly present Dime Store Radio Theater. Our first installment this week, that rascally raconteur, Richard Diamond, with that singing sensation, Dick Powell himself. In this week's story, Mrs. X can't find her husband.
Listen while the makers of Rexall drug products and 10,000 independent Rexall family druggists bring you Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective. Health to all from Rexall. Now your Rexall family druggist brings you a transcribed half hour with Richard Diamond, private detective, starring Dick Powell. Dick's special guest star tonight is what was your name again?
I'm sorry, but I really can't tell you.
You can't tell me? Well, Rexall brings you Richard Diamond, starring Dick Powell.
Morning, Mr. Diamond.
Morning, Charlie. Now, fix me something, will you?
Like that, huh? You look pretty good.
Oh, you should have seen me when I got up. Both my heads were hissing each other.
I'll fix you my special. You snap right out of it.
Well, take it easy. I tried snapping out of it this morning and scattered myself all over the room.
You relax for a minute. Just getting to work?
Yeah. Helen gave a party last night. I think it turned out to be the finals of the roller derby. Ever swallow a roller skate, Charlie?
Once on a dare, a mouse.
Oh.
Sorry.
Charlie!
Gotta mix it.
Oh, that's a horrible machine to have in a bar. Some poor guys liable to end up with shell shock.
Here, hold your breath so you don't change your mind.
What's in it?
In your condition, that is a very touchy question. You just drink it, you'll feel better.
Okay.
No fudging all the way.
Charlie!
All the way? What are you, chicken?
Oh, I knew it. You snitched this stuff from a fire extinguisher.
Tastes terrible, don't it?
What are you going to thaw me out with, a chisel?
Now I know it ain't that bad.
No? A mortician would pay good money for the formula.
Well, look what came in the front door.
Hmm? Oh, yes, sir.
Pardon me, but I'm looking for someone.
There's nobody here but me and Mr. Diamond.
Here's a picture of him. Has he been in here?
Oh, lady, a lot of people come in here.
No, I mean this morning.
Mr. Diamond's my first customer.
Oh.
Something wrong, miss?
I've just got to find him. I don't know where to look.
What made you think he'd be in here?
I'm trying every place that's open. I lost him in this block someplace.
Lost him?
Well, he just disappeared.
Who is he?
My husband.
Oh.
I stopped to look at some hats in a window. I started talking about how pretty they were, and the next thing I turned around and he was gone.
You called home?
We're living at a hotel. He hasn't shown up there. I've called everyone I know in New York.
You're from out of town?
Yes. Oh, I'm so worried.
Well, honey, from this picture, your husband looks old enough to find his way around. Why don't you go on back to the hotel and...
You don't understand. My husband had quite a shock earlier this morning, and he was acting strangely.
So you figure he might have gone looking for a drink?
I don't know what I thought. It isn't like him to wander off like that. I'm so worried.
Well, if you're that upset, why don't you go to the law? Missing persons.
I thought about that, but I can't.
You can't go to the police?
I can't explain why. It just wouldn't be good.
Would you mind a completely new remark?
What?
Haven't I seen you before, Miss...
No...
Nice name.
Mr. Diamond sees a lot of people. Used to be a cop himself.
Oh.
Private detective now.
Private detective?
Seems to me I've seen your husband someplace before, too. Is this an old picture?
Yes, I carry it around in my wallet. Are you really a private detective, Mr.
Diamond, miss.
Like Sam Spade?
Well, no, no. Sam drinks and runs around with women. I lead a rather sheltered life. Steady, Charlie.
Mr. Diamond, I'm really frightened. I'm sure something awful's happened to my husband. Will you help me?
I might, if you tell me two things.
What are they?
Why you can't go to the police, and if you can afford $100 a day in expenses.
Oh, I can afford the money.
You should have answered the first question first. Now I'm almost tempted to forget the last one.
But I can't go to the police.
Dear. Dear, when people can't go to the police, it worries me. Your old man got a record or something?
A record?
Well, I've seen both of you someplace. You sure you aren't working some kind of a racket?
Oh.
Now, lady, take it easy.
I lose my husband. I come in here for help, and you think I'm some sort of a criminal or something.
Look, dear,
I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't want to go to the police, and it has nothing to do with breaking the law.
Shame on you, Diamond. Here, lady, here's a handkerchief.
Thank you.
Look, I'm sorry.
No, you're not. You're terrible.
Oh, please, please. Look, I'm in pretty bad shape myself. Okay, I'll help you.
Wonderful, Mr. Diamond. Where can we talk?
Hey, she turns them off like a hydrant.
You'll help me?
Oh, yes. $100 a day in expenses.
Certainly.
Get her.
Yeah. You sure you didn't dip into one of Charlie's specials?
I don't drink.
This isn't drinking. It's like diving into an active volcano.
Where can we talk?
One of the booths.
Good. I don't want anyone else to know about this.
You mean after this build-up, I ain't even gonna hear what it's all about?